What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're still closing the phone lines because I got a bunch of stuff to get through before the Lady Claire shows up for our hour of clarification in hour number three of the show today here. Now, we are hearing that supposedly as part of their obligations to NATO, Germany is now deploying their forces in the Baltic region near Russia. Now, I wouldn't read too much into this because obviously if Donald Trump is not interested in provoking and participating in a war with Russia or China, Europe and NATO certainly cannot do it all on their own. And what we may be seeing is the end result of plans that were made a while ago, and it's going to take a little time for all of these things to wind down here. Now, a document has surfaced from 1983 in which it was suggested that the United States should encourage Saddam Hussein to attack Syria to secure that oil pipeline to the Mediterranean and the Gulf. That pipeline has been a sticking point in everybody's throat for a long time. And the reason Assad didn't want the pipeline was simple. Israel's been harvesting oil out of the Golan, which is still technically Syrian territory. And then they turned around and said, we want to build a pipeline across your country so we can sell the oil we stole from you to Europe. And Assad said, no, I'm not going to go along with that. And that was kind of part of that whole run-up. We have to get Assad. And they wanted him out for a long, long time. And apparently, Saddam Hussein, if he was approached to attack Syria, turned them down. Because Iraq's war with Iran had also been begun at the behest of the U.S. government, and that didn't really go very well either. And maybe that's why the government took him out. He wasn't doing what he was told. He failed to conquer Iran. He failed to conquer Syria. We need somebody else in there. Okay. Now then, let's talk about economic news a little bit. Over in California, Governor Jerry Brown is admitting that the state budget had a little tiny itsy-bitsy teensy really not worth fussing about accounting error of $1.5 billion. In other words, California has a shortfall of $1.5 billion. They spent more than they took in tax revenues, and they're saying it was an error in accounting. We deeply apologize. Really, we'd like to see that over your letter of resignation. But let's be forgiving, because math errors are possible. I did one yesterday when I was talking about the missing $9 trillion from the Federal Reserve, and I said that works out to about $3,000 for every American citizen. I was corrected by some of our very smart, alert listeners and readers. It's actually $30,000 for every living man, woman, and child in the United States, plus the accruing interest. Now, IBM has just posted their 19th consecutive revenue drop. If you are living in the western part of the continental United States of America, the Save-A-Lot franchise are closing all their stores in Nevada and California. I mean, even the low-end bargain basement stores aren't able to make it here. Down in Venezuela, which could easily be a forecast of what could happen here, inflation has hit 800%. Their gross domestic product shrinks 19%. It's all because of that 11th marble. It's all because of those private central banks, which by design create more debt than money with which to pay the debt. I would like to hope that Donald Trump understands this is what's going on with all these global economies failing, and that he would have the courage to do something about it, knowing that the private central bankers are not above wars and assassination to keep the human race enslaved to their little scam. Now, over in Minnesota, their house has passed a bill to provide relief for health insurance premiums for 120,000 Minnesotans who simply can't deal with the skyrocketing cost of health care insurance caused by Obamacare. And it may be a stopgap measure only. because we're already seeing the incoming Congress and Trump get ready to get rid of Obamacare and come up with something that's actually about making sure Americans are getting health care rather than another way to loot their pockets. Now, if you like to fly, you better get ready for a shot. Airline travel years ago used to be wonderful, comfortable. They gave you free things. And today, they really are just buses with wings. American Airlines has a new, what they call basic economy class. And you're not allowed to have carry-on bags or use the overhead bins. They're basically just throwing you on the plane like you're cattle. If you want to use the bins and have a carry-on, you have to pay extra now on American Airlines. That's getting a little ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. When I travel, I usually have some camera gear with me. And I already know that you do not trust high-end camera gear, or for that matter, computers, to checked baggage. If it doesn't get stolen, it'll get broken. I've had baggage looted, checked baggage looted. And even if you do carry-on, you're not free from risk. I had a very expensive high-end laptop destroyed by the TSA up in Seattle. Travel's become high risk in this country here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about various issues. And let's get into human-caused global warming here, because it's going to be an issue. It's going to be a talking point. Trump is already out there talking about killing the climate action plan, saying our American industries, if we're going to make America great again, if we're going to bring back manufacturing, we have to get rid of all of this red tape that cripples it. And by the way, all of this overburden of regulation is another reason why so many companies want to go do business in other countries. There's a lot less paperwork. There's a lot less fees to be paid. And in 9 times out of 10, all of this claim about we must regulate this for this purpose, it turns out to be completely bogus. Dangerous products are still getting through, as long as the owners of those corporations are funding the right congressional campaigns. Now, Al Gore is out with the sequel to his original movie about global warming, An Inconvenient Truth. And he's titled this one An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. And it had its debut at the Sundance Film Festival and opened to below freezing temperatures and heavy snow. Now, the founder of the Weather Channel is already out there saying that Gore's Inconvenient Sequel is another scientific monstrosity. It is filled with as many inaccurate misstatements and outright deceptions as the original. Now, remember, the original documentary, Inconvenient Truth, the courts in Great Britain issued an order that before any teacher could show Inconvenient Truth to their class, they had to read a list of 11 known false statements in that documentary. And Al Gore is still out there pushing this thing. He's funded heavily by George Soros, who wants all kinds of restrictions on oil and coal companies to drive their stock price down so he can pick them up for a song. There is snow in the Sahara Desert, and we're not talking a little dusting, we're talking feet of it. And everybody was just scratching their head. Now, it happened a few weeks ago, and when it happened there, first time snow in the Sahara, 37 years, and all the carbon Nazis and global warming people were saying, well, it's an anomaly. It's a fluke. Never going to happen again. And it just now happened again. It's snowing down in New Zealand. And what makes that interesting is it's the middle of summer down there. Now, we've had a major cold snap in the American heartland to the point where there has been panic buying. And supermarkets and big box stores are selling out of things like water and storable food. because people are all of a sudden realizing we're for the rest of this winter, there are going to be power blackouts. There are going to be times when they cannot drive on the roads. Meanwhile, of course, the corporate media is still out there running around with the story that 2016 was the hottest year on record. And that story is already falling apart. The claim that it was the hottest year on record and hotter than the previous year is based on 1/100th of a degree at the end of all their calculations and adjustments. And even they admit the margin for error in all of this is 1/10th of a degree. And yet they're seizing on that 1/100th of a degree to just go on out and say, the planet is broiling, the temperature soared past last year, and it's all the fault of human activity. Now, if you go back and you look at the raw satellite data, there is no warming for the last 18 years. But everybody who was invested in that global warming hoax, they're trying to hang on to their funding, or they're trying to cling to their reputation, or they just cannot bring themselves to admit that they themselves got taken in by a gigantic hoax by Al Gore and George Soros and everybody else who thought they were going to get rich on carbon credits. Now, over in Great Britain, the taxpayers are being soaked for another $206 million on another green scandal. Company started up, said, we're going to develop a system to capture carbon dioxide from power plants, and then we'll store it underground. That didn't work. They never came up with a method. So what's behind all this global warming nonsense? Follow the money. Between 1993, when Al Gore first came on out there and started screaming about global warming, through fiscal year 2013, we don't have numbers for the last couple of years, the U.S. government spent $165 billion, with a B, of your dollars, funding climate change research and propaganda. $165 billion. So, of course, they're going to find scientists who are out there saying, oh, yeah, for enough funding, I'll say the world is broiling. And that's exactly what's been happening. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now if you want to call on in. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Today marks 1,000 days since the city of Flint, Michigan, had safe, clean drinking water coming out of their faucets. 1,000 days ago, the city of Flint shut off the tap to the Lake Huron water they'd been using from the Detroit Water and Sewage Department and began drawing and using water from the Flint River, which is heavily, heavily polluted. Now, we've been talking about medications, prescription medications, vaccines, and interactions, and there's actually a danger out there that a lot of people really don't pay attention to. And that is that certain medications do not react well with certain foods. And we're talking healthy, organic, natural foods, not synthetic GMO. And you really need to read the labels on your medications. Because apparently there's been a new study showing that if you're eating grapefruit and you take statins, it can have an adverse reaction. It can actually make the drug more potent to the point where it goes past being a benefit, if indeed it ever was one, and actually cause harm. Can actually cause your muscles to start breaking down. We're going to take a phone call here. Francis in Vancouver, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to call in today and how happy I am to see that Donald Trump finally got to be president against all odds. And in particular, I wanted to draw all your listeners' attention to one of the unsung heroes of the day, and that's Senator Jeff Sessions, who stood up to amnesty three times, and he led the fight against it. And he also led the fight against the TPP, which was also extinguished today. And that's a great news for everybody in the world. And I just, if you know, we really dodged a bullet by just a hair with this election. And I want to thank all the Americans that voted for Donald Trump, because if Hillary had won, right now we'd be looking at, in the first 100 days, she'd give amnesty to 36 million illegal immigrants. And the day after she did that, 100 million people, the worst people, would pack their bags for the United States, and they'd be thieves, prostitutes, pimps, child molesters, rapists, all sorts of grifters, just the worst people.
And even worse, more politicians.
Well, that's it. And basically, it'd be the end of Western civilization. And so, you know, we really, it was a very close call. And I just want to thank everybody for making Donald Trump's by no means the best one. I never was a big fan of him. He's kind of an obnoxious character. But, you know, God bless Donald Trump. I'm so glad he's president right now.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely me too. And again, as I was saying in the first hour of the show, this does not mean that the United States is no longer headed to a Soviet Union-style collapse. It could still very easily happen, especially with the economic realities. But with Trump there in the Oval Office and all of the American people working together, there is a chance we could turn things around and save this nation. And we got to roll the dice and take that chance.
Well, you know, he's not perfect. I was just reading now, there's all this breaking news now, like of what all his new appointments, and it's all coming and pouring out today. And one concern on all the tech sites like Ars Technica and that is that Trump has asked Ajit Pai to lead the FCC. And Ajit Pai is a well-known opponent to net neutrality. So that is worrisome.
Yeah, it is. And as I've said before, there are a lot of things I don't agree with Trump on. But again, looking at the alternative. Every election is always a choice between the lesser of two evils. There never has been, in my lifetime, I've never seen an absolutely perfect candidate for me.
Well, you know, Trump has a lot of things, but I don't think he's a murderer. And if you go and to YouTube and go watch a video called Obstruction of Justice in Mena, Arkansas, I showed that film to a friend of mine who's a doctor, and he's a pretty happy-go-lucky guy. At the end of the film, he was yelling. He says, like, how can people be so evil? You know, like the Clintons,
yes,
and all that whole Arkansas mafia, those people were like so evil in what they did and all the people they murdered and everything. It's like, and it was just like right in, you know, people like, we just, like a lot of people just wake up to how the media has been lying to us. But when I saw that video, I was astounded, because I've always really followed the news, even back when I was a little kid, right? Like, I've been a news,
yes,
junkie all my life. And when I saw Obstruction of Justice in Mena, Arkansas, just a 50-minute film, you know, it astounded me that the media, when the Clintons first came on the scene, and, you know, Dr. Joycelyn, what's her name, Evers or whatever, all these people that the Clintons brought to Washington with were all horribly corrupt, evil people, and the media just completely covered it up. There was a wall of silence.
Well, the reason for that is because it wasn't just the Clintons at Mena, Arkansas. It was the Central Intelligence Agency, which also exerts tremendous control over the corporate media. And it wasn't even just the Clinton family. The Bushes were involved. This whole Operation Screw Worm was being run by then Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush. But it was all illegal, a violation of the Boland Amendment, a violation of the Logan Act. And everybody involved got very, very rich on cocaine money. And that was the start of this narcocracy, which has ruled this nation ever since. And bringing that narcocracy down was a big part of my motivation for this last election. Anyway, Francis...
I got one thing to say. You know who
Hang on. Francis, I'm going to hold you over the commercial break. Don't hang up. We'll be right back to you.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to Francis in Vancouver. You had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Well, yeah. Who owns Arkansas? Well, the Rockefellers. I mean, Jay Rockefeller, right? And even when George Herbert Walker Bush first ran for Congress, I mean, he was vilified and hated because he was labeled a Rockefeller Republican.
Yes.
That was back in the 60s, early 60s.
Well, you know, we're coming to understand that, you know, our government has been dominated by rich people for quite a long time. And again, when this nation was set up, there were laws to limit the influence of rich individuals over what was supposed to be a nation that belonged to and was ruled by the American people. And over time, those laws have been chipped away. And based on his inauguration speech, I think Donald Trump is probably thinking about reimposing campaign donation limits and other controls. Certainly, he's got to be looking at how George Soros was spending all that money to keep him out of the White House. And I think now that Trump is in the White House, the gloves are going to come off on a lot of these issues. And I've already sent him a paper letter because I know they just scanned the email. I sent him a paper letter congratulating him and saying, look, the next thing you got to do, got to have honest, verifiable, trustworthy elections that the American people have confidence in as being honest. And I pointed him at Bev Harris and blackboxvoting.org. And hopefully somebody at the White House will actually read that and take action on it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Gary in Saskatchewan. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Well, I was just thinking about business, right?
Yes.
And government is supposed to be a business, of course, right?
No,
I'm just going to say Trump is running it like a business, and these people that complain about these people that he's installed, he's taken resumes, and he's putting in the best people that he know. And if he don't like them, my friend, he'll run them.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree. The issue of Trump's appointments is a complex one. Yes, he is looking at people who can actually do the job. Remember after World War II was over, when General Patton came under severe criticism because he was bringing back some of those Nazi civil officials to do their jobs, to continue on. And they were saying, oh, we're supposed to be denazifying. And he says, well, when you find somebody who knows how to do the job, I'll be glad to let this person go. But right now we need the buses running and the sewers working and the electricity. And these are the people who know how to make it work, their politics aside. The other issue that Trump has to deal with is getting the confirmations. Now, the confirmations have actually run a lot more smoothly than a lot of people were expecting. There were obviously people that Trump probably wanted and realized he would never get through the confirmation process. So that was complicating it as well. But in the end, you know, Donald Trump definitely is a hands-on manager. He's not going to let the government run itself. He's not going to let his subordinates run the government for him. He's going to be treating his cabinet and his other appointments the way he treated, you know, those contestants on The Apprentice. You do what I tell you. You don't deliver, you're fired.
Right. I was going to say, like, do you think he's going to repeal all those Obama's?
We're hearing that there are already 200 executive orders waiting for a signature, and some of them definitely deal with issues of amnesty and protection for the illegal immigrants and the refugees. You want to talk about a jobs program to put Americans to work, put them all out there with big giant nets and start chasing down these illegals, dragging them to the border. We can get all those punkin' chunkin' people to modify their machines and just fling them back over the border. The prizes are awarded for the longest distance and the most bounces.
Well, I'll tell you, man, like, I'm pumped, like, not pumped up, but I'm excited. I he's a no BS type guy. And if he don't like you, like, I'm telling you, like, he'll fire people.
Yeah, he's already saying he wants the law to make it easier. Yeah.
I mean, the
good thing about Donald Trump.
And his thought pattern is business and love and care, you know? I mean, wow, like, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Come out with a piece here last week or a couple days ago on a video, and he says, what's wrong with billionaires? He says, I've known guys, I can't recite their names, but he said that fought against NAFTA.
Yeah, I mean, there are some billionaires who just got lucky and they do good things with their money, and there are other billionaires who think their money gives them the power of God, like George Soros.
I think Trump is one of them.
One of the former ones. Okay, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Bye.
We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, Costco apparently has reached an agreement to pay an $11.75 million settlement to settle allegations that some of its pharmacies were improperly filling prescriptions for controlled substances and failed to properly track opioids and other dangerous drugs, according to the Department of Justice. And we know that prescription opioids have become an out-of-control problem. There were these executives at a pharmaceutical company that were literally trying to get pharmacies and doctors to over-prescribe these opioids to create addicts and a guaranteed income stream. It's getting harder and harder to see that there's any moral or ethical difference between these giant pharmaceutical corporations and the guy down on the street corner selling their wares. Now, yesterday we were talking about the introduction of a genetically engineered pineapple, which has been approved by the FDA without any independent safety testing. The FDA has basically said that as far as we're concerned, the change to the pineapple isn't significant. It colors it pink. That's it. It's a pink pineapple. I'm certainly not going to be ever grabbing one of those. Apparently, the first GMO apples will start arriving in U.S. stores next month, February. These are going to be a little bit harder to spot. The GMO alteration is to fight the browning and aging in order to reduce loss and increase profitability. And without any kind of GMO labeling, we're looking at the situation of either take the risk of eating the GMO apples or not buy any apples at all, which I think is probably the way that I'm going to go on this one. All right, let's take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing much better. Thank you.
Yeah, you do sound a lot better. I'm just tuning in, so I don't really... know if you had you personally heard Donald Trump's inauguration speech or not?
Oh yeah, I watched it live.
Oh really? And how did that make you feel?
Well, I mean, it was a great speech. It was very much in your face. It was certainly not your normal lukewarm speech that you get from an incoming president in this country, and he sent some not very subtle messages out there to the current entrenched establishment, and certainly to Soros and the globalists, that the United States is not going to play along with that nonsense anymore.
Yeah, I kind of got that sense myself. When was the last time you ever heard a politician speak like that? Because he's formally now a politician.
Yeah, he's formally a politician, but he's a brand new politician. He's never been one before. And so I think that was one of the reasons why people resonated with him. He doesn't act like a politician. He doesn't sound like a politician. He still doesn't, even though he's president. He's working on refining his posture and the snorting thing that he does. But you could tell on his face, he just has no patience for all of this ceremony and ritual and all this dog and pony rigmarole that Washington, D.C. politicians, career politicians eat, sleep, and breathe. It's all protocol. It's all how we behave. And it's another reason why they're not paying attention to what's going on in America. They're too busy memorizing the protocol rules. And that little situation with Nancy Pelosi in the pen when Obama was formally signing all of his nominations for his cabinet officials, where, you know, he hands Pelosi the pen and she says, oh, no, this other guy has to get one before me. And you could just see it on Trump's face. It's like, what difference does it make? Really? And I think that's one of the reasons why ordinary people are resonating with him, because Donald Trump is the kind of president that any of us real Americans out here in the hinterland would probably be if through some miraculous set of circumstances we were given that office.
Yeah, almost everyone I know, you know, is for Trump and hope he does well. There's a very good chance that he could usher in, you know, a new era of peace and prosperity that, you American folks haven't seen in decades.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Just by the
now,
way he talks, and, you know, the lobby groups are in panic mode over this guy, I know for a fact, because of the things he wants to do, especially with lobbying.
Yes.
That's almost all of the corruption.
Well, you know what? What's really interesting is that, again, going back to Trump's appointments, when he announced that rule that anybody working in his White House would be banned from lobbying for 5 years after serving, a lot of the people withdrew their application and said, no, I don't want to work for your administration. Lobbying is what I do. Lobbying after serving in the White House is the payoff that we get the big bucks for. And so a lot of people Trump had originally chosen to be part of his administration have quit because they'd rather be highly paid lobbyists than rather far less paid staffers on the White House.
Yeah. Well, even Abramoff pointed that out. That's
yes.
That's his name, right? Yeah. Another quick thing is what I totally admired about Donald Trump appointing Robert Kennedy Jr.,
yes.
This vaccine nonsense.
Oh, my goodness. That just shook up the... Yeah, and he's yanking this climate, global warming nonsense.
Website. And I think LGBT rights is already gone. Like, where do these people get off thinking that, well, we have to have rights? You already have rights. It's right in the U.S. Constitution. All men are created equally. That's it. And men is a euphemism, obviously, for humanity.
Well, now, hang on a second. When you hear a special group like LGBT or blacks or Hispanics or women talking about rights, what they're really talking about is special privileges that give us an advantage over our imagined oppressors.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just before I leave, just a little small side note. A friend of mine had surgery, and I drove him. He's going to be collecting unemployment benefits. And he had to produce a doctor's note. So we were in, you know, one of these government offices this afternoon, and we were talking about Trump and the wall and all that. And my good God, right behind me, I didn't even see them. About 7 or 8 Mexicans walked in.
Yes.
We're talking like this. And I turned around, I looked, I'm like, oh boy. And we're in a government building, you know, we have a liberal government, and it's, you know, all PC and all that. So it was kind of a little embarrassing, but at the same time, we kind of chuckled, right? Anyway, great show. I appreciate
you. Well, thank you very much here. Now,
thanks, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And on that issue of illegal immigration, and now it's cool to call it illegal immigration again and get away from this undocumented workers nonsense, where they were trying to obfuscate or obscure the fact that we are dealing with criminals here who are in violation of United States laws the instant they set foot over that border without permission. And for those people who are legal citizens, you know, I sincerely hope that the United States lives up to your expectations that led you to go through that long and arduous process to become legal U.S. citizens. And we'd have absolutely no problem. You know, welcome. Come on in. Have a lot of fun. But I'm still, especially from some of the cartoons I've been creating and some of the comments they make about crocodiles in the Rio Grande, which is supposed to be humor, I'm still getting a flood of emails about you're a racist, you're a racist, you're racist, it's a racist, you know, your name is Rivero, you're Hispanic. No, actually, it's Sephardic. And my reply to that is always the same. Hey, clueless one, illegal is not a race. And that's the issue, the legality, not the race. It's just like Samantha Power and her comment about soaring anti-Semitism. No, it isn't anti-Semitism. It is just a legitimate criticism of the behavior of Israel's government. And our First Amendment gives us the right to criticize government, all government, everywhere, without fear of repercussion. If I can point to one thing I think the Trump presidency is going to be good for, is it's going to shake things up, and a lot of this liberal frippery and PC nonsense is going to fall away. It's time to return to simple common sense. Let's get the job done and stop worrying about whether what we're doing is offending somebody somewhere on the planet or might endanger a beetle. Because, as George Carlin pointed out, things go extinct all the time. 99% of all the life forms on Earth have gone extinct. Humans had nothing to do with it. It's just part of the nature's evolution. But just like Trump wants to put America first, I want to put human beings first. I want to see a return to the thinking of the Renaissance, where man was the center of the universe as opposed to God or the nobility. We need to do that. I mean, one of the things I found so absurd about the liberals was this idea, and even Hillary Clinton said this, it's okay to kill a human being right up to the moment of birth. It's not a sin. You shouldn't feel bad about it. But if you damage an eagle's egg, you're going to go to prison. Now, I don't plan on damaging any eagle's eggs. I rather like looking at eagles. But it does show this, that the liberal philosophy was actually anti-humanist. And in recent weeks, we've seen these unrelenting attacks on straight white males as somehow being the authors of all the evil in the world. And as I've said many times on this show before, you don't end discrimination by discriminating in reverse. You don't end racism with more racism. You don't end inequality by being unequal or demanding unequal treatment. Donald Trump, I think, is going to bring back common sense to our American society, of just letting go of all this cultural Marxism nonsense where we're supposed to not say certain things and not do certain things and not even think certain things. One thing I'd like to see Trump do is retask our entire education system, including all those universities, to actually educating our kids so that we can become a manufacturing superpower again. Instead of just cranking out art history majors who can be relied on to vote the liberal ticket for the rest of their lives. Now then, a little bit of history. Now that we're starting to allow criticism of the CIA as now publicly accepted discourse, story surfaced from over an Investment Watch blog, and I was already familiar with this. Some of the things the CIA has done are pretty bizarre, and some of these guys, I can imagine, had a lot of fun doing it. As part of the MK Ultra program here, let me get some water and see if I can clear up my voice a bit here. Testing, 1, 2, 3, a little better. As part of the MK Ultra program, the CIA actually set up a bondage bordello in San Francisco where they had prostitutes working for them who would lure clients back to this bordello, and along with everything else that they were doing, would dose them with LSD to see if this kind of combination of kinky sex and acid would work as an interrogation device. And they ran this thing for 9 years, and I'm sure they had a heck of a lot of fun, and they produced no results whatsoever. Now, the story that Investment Watch blog came on out with, at one point the CIA hit on this plan to turn cats into mobile spy devices. And they would literally take these cats, they would try and capture the cats around places like the Russian embassy, and they would take the cat and open it up surgically, implant this radio transmitter with some kind of a long-lasting power source. They literally ran the antenna down the cat's tail. The problem with that is the tail no longer worked normally, and they were just hoping nobody would notice that. And the first one failed miserably when the cat got away from them, ran into the street, and was run over. So they went back and tried again. And after all this work and all this money, do you know what the CIA learned about the Russian embassy? It had mice. That was it. Your government tax dollars at work, as it were. Now then, over at Natural News, and they do a lot of good work over there, they have just announced their top 10 science rear-end hat of the year awards being handed out to the hucksters and frauds of science, medicine, and biotech. And they're going on out there just saying that so many of these people being presented as scientists to you are not acting scientific. They're there as propagandists. And number one on their list is Bill Nye, who they describe as the science fraud guy. Now, Bill Nye is the son of Louis Nye, who was a comedian. If you're my age, you'll remember who he was. And he got this award because he originally came on out saying GMOs are very, very dangerous. And then all of a sudden Monsanto approached him, and he got to visit Monsanto headquarters, and who knows what all else went on the discussion, and all of a sudden he's pro-GMO, and really, I'm Bill Nye the Science Guy, you should love your GMOs. And very obviously, his opinion was for sale, and that's not real science. Natural News is also taking to task Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is also out there saying there's nothing wrong with GMOs. He's pushing global warming and the Big Bang Theory. Now, there's nobody that's got money behind the Big Bang Theory, but I think you know my opinion. I think it's religion masquerading as science. We got to take a break for commercials. We're going to come on back with more of these awards for pseudoscience, followed by our Hour of Clarification. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm watching the inaugural parade, and they just had a whole formation of tractors float on by there, which seems kind of interesting. Boy, tractors are not what they were when I was driving one as a kid. Anyway, getting on back to Natural News and their awards for science hucksters and frauds for the last year. Number three on the list is California Senator Richard Pan, who's been the driving force behind all of these laws in California to mandate all these vaccines for California children and to take away any grounds for objection by the parents, absent a doctor's note saying this vaccine will kill them. And they may even see a surge in doctors who that's their entire business. Ever since medical marijuana became legal in California, there are practices by brand new medical students where that's all they do. They come, somebody comes in and says, oh, I'm dealing with, oh, here's a prescription for marijuana, and that's it. We're going to see doctor's offices where parents are going to come on in and say, I think this vaccine's dangerous for my kid, and the doctor's going to say, absolutely, here's your exception. People are going to fight back on that nonsense. Let's see. Natural News is also pointing the finger at David H. Gorski, otherwise known as the Psycho Blogger, who basically seems to make his living by going online and attacking anybody who questions any of the orthodox science, whether it's vaccine safety, GMO, human cause, global warming. And, of course, Dr. Fareed Fata made the list, who's the doctor who was sentenced to 45 years in prison for selling radiation and chemotherapy treatments to perfectly healthy patients, some of whom were made sick and died, and they didn't have cancer to begin with. And he defrauded Medicare and insurance companies out of more than $30 million. That's probably what they threw him in prison for, you know, not the deaths or anything. And then, of course, Bill Gates makes the list, because he's been declared the master of the Zika virus hoax, which appears to have been created to protect a link between the microcephalic epidemic in Brazil with the mandatory vaccination campaign for pregnant women that began the year earlier. Oh, no, it's not the vaccines. Couldn't ever possibly be the vaccines here. It's got to be the Zika virus. And then it led to the screams about epidemics here in the U.S. and massive spraying, which was very profitable for those politicians who owned interests in those spraying companies, and devastated the honeybee populations on which natural organic food depends. Kevin Folta is on the Natural News list as the ultimate Monsanto shill. And then, of course, the former CDC director, current Merck shill, the people at Planned Parenthood, and it goes on and on. John Entine, the ultimate GMO apologist, corporate propagandist. And there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be back for our hour of clarification.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN.
Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.